One of the things that Jason does every week is he tries to answer every question that you guys submit. This week it's about me, and so I'm going to answer the question. The question was, why doesn't Ty lead service when Jason is gone? I think the heart of the question is, why don't I preach? And the quick answer is because I'm up here for 20 to 25 minutes anyway. And you may not like this, but some of you are really excited to sit back down. And so imagine if I'm up here for 30 more minutes. I don't know. I think you'd be sick of me. But simply, it takes a lot to do both. It takes a lot to lead worship. It takes a lot to preach. I've done it. It requires a lot of energy. It requires a lot of effort. And we have elders who are more than willing, more than able to step up and preach. And so I step aside and stick to what I'm passionate about and let them tell you about God's word. But since I'm up here, I get to rant about something. Surprise, surprise, it's going to be worship. Public speaking is difficult for me. Like, even just being up there behind a guitar is difficult for me. Like, I'm like shaky and I'm panicky all morning, and it's all I can think about, and I'm distracted. And it's like, it wasn't like my aspiration to be a public speaker or to be a pastor or to be a worship leader. I'm not up here on a Sunday morning because I just want to be on stage. I don't actually love to lead worship in front of people. I love to worship. I'm not up here to entertain or pull off a good show or any of it. I don't like being the center of attention. I think you know that about me. You've probably seen it. Honestly, I'd rather be on the other side of that wall where my office is with the door closed and my ears in, just pouring my heart out to God. That's where my heart grows. That's where I grow deeper affection for God. That's where I shed tears of thankfulness. I'm in awe and wonder. And so the reason I'm up here, it's because I believe that God instructs us in the Bible. I think we can see it. I think we even saw it in the last week worth of chronological reading, that we are to worship him. We're to worship him with song. And we're not only supposed to worship him alone, we're supposed to worship him together as a group of believers. And if I didn't think that was true, I would not be up here. I'd be sitting up there and you wouldn't see me. So one of the things, like, as I was thinking about this, one of the things that haunts me is there's two chapters that really haunt me, that really remind me about worship in the Bible. One of them comes from Malachi. One of them comes from Isaiah. It's the first chapter in Malachi, and God's talking, and he's talking to the reader, and he says, you have lost your reverence for me. You've lost your respect for me. You dishonor me with your actions. You defile your worship for me. And he even goes so far to say, I wish someone would close the doors so that you can't do it anymore. He's talking about worship, and he's talking about fake worship. And earlier, like a week ago in our chronological reading, we're in Isaiah, and we're like the first chapter. And Isaiah is, God is speaking, and he's saying, what makes you think I want your sacrifices? I'm sick of your burnt offerings. I get no pleasure from it. Who asked you to parade through my courts with all your ceremonies? Stop bringing me meaningless gifts. Your celebrations, your Sabbath, your fasting, it's sinful and it's false, and I want no more of your pious meetings. He's talking about fake worship. And that's one of my greatest fears, is that my worship would be fake, that my worship would be false, and that our worship could be fake. May that never be us. May we never do something in the name of God and just assume that that's going to please him because we just tacked his name onto it. I don't think that's how it works. So we don't just, like, there's one thing I want you to know real quick. We don't just make music and sing to it on a Sunday morning because that's what you do in cultural America. If it means nothing to you, it's not worship. We don't just declare empty words to songs. If they don't come from your heart, they don't mean anything. That's not worship. Hopefully, you guys are doing the chronological reading still. If you are, on Friday, there was this extra part, this write-up part, and it was all about worship, and it was excellent. And if you didn't read it, go back and read it. But one of the lines in there is, worship is acknowledging God's great worth by honoring him, by adoring him, by obeying him, and enjoying him. So worship is our heart's affection toward, it's our mind's attention on, and it's our life's purpose for God. Worship is It's an expression of our gratitude, of our redemption in Jesus. And so in a second, I'm going to shift over there, and we're going to sing. We're going to turn our attention to God, not here. We're going to declare our affection for him. We're going to declare our confidence in him, our hope, our gratitude in him. And I don't want to sound rude, but may we not be entertained this morning. May God be honored.